Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You've probably never heard about the post-American Revolutionary War hero James Swann. Swann was born in Scotland in 1754, but migrated to Massachusetts as a boy. At the age of 20, he joined the Sons of Liberty. He was a participant in the Boston Tea Party, was wounded twice in the Battle of Bunker Hill, and was a financial contributor to the Continental Congress. Swann also served in the Massachusetts legislature and on the Continental Congress's Board of War, where he helped obtain supplies for the troops. Among his friends were George Washington, Sam Adams, Paul Revere, Thomas Jefferson, and the Marquis de Lafayette. These accomplishments would be enough for him to be considered one of America's founding fathers, but his greatest achievement was yet to come. After the Revolutionary War, Swann studied French, then moved to Paris. He became prosperous, brokering the sale of French luxury goods to Americans. Great Britain and France started fighting each other in 1793 during the French Revolution. The French government was desperate for funds to pay for war materials. During the American Revolutionary War, the French government had loaned the new nation equivalent to almost $40 million in current U.S. dollars, but by 1795 had not made any repayment. James Swann stepped up. He negotiated a deal with the U.S. Treasury where he personally paid the French government what was still owed. In return, the U.S. government gave Swann interest-bearing U.S. bonds. On his own initiative, he helped the fledgling U.S. government pay off one of its international debts. As further evidence of his financial acumen, Swann then made a small profit selling these U.S. bonds to private investors in America and even some in Great Britain. Swann's life took a strange twist. He later returned to the U.S., but made a visit to France in 1808. There, he was arrested and imprisoned for a minor debt that he insisted he never owed. For the next 22 years until his death, his prison cell was a luxury apartment where he hosted lavish parties using funds sent to him by his wife. Now you know about the American hero, James Swann. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.